the monkey gave something extra to be in the news with. He, you know, that's part of his job, is how to capture the media's attention.
Jackson was proving to be an expert at courting publicity, but not without a price.
With Michael, when he's out there by himself, it's like stopping traffic. It gets really, really tough. Really tough. I mean, we all go to the ranch. Him and my kids have water fights, and they throw in balloons with water on you, and they're running around having fun. And at the same time, when you step outside of that ranch, you're being watched all the time. The eyes are on you. When something happens and it's out there, some crazy rumor, some whatever, we find out by the helicopters flying over the house. And the next thing you know, the house is on the news and there's something going on.
Over the years, Jackson has proved irresistible to the media, especially the tabloids. Stories of the plastic surgery, the increasingly pale skin, the ill-fated marriage to Lisa Marie Presley, and 3 years later to Debbie Rowe. As well, of course, as the birth of Jackson's children. All have made headlines around the world.
Tabloids light up when Michael Jackson comes through, because you can put out anything as weird as you want it to be, and it sounds fairly plausible because it's Michael Jackson.
There was a great partnership between Michael Jackson and the media. All the stories about bubbles, about the oxygen chamber, about his attempts to buy the elephant and man remains were all put out by his people, put out by his PR machine. So these eccentric stories just stoked the fires around the whole mystique. Jackson maintained this mystique all the way through the 80s and through to the mid-90s.
The press loved him when he could sell newspapers. Loved him. When Michael would not make himself available at the drop of the hat, he became fair game for the tabloids, I think, particularly. I don't know any longer what the truth is about Michael Jackson and what's purely fictitious.
The bottom line is that Jackson decided that he needed to get out there more, i.e. do more interviews. The problem with that is that, once again, he came across as just odd. I don't think he's necessarily to blame for this. This is a guy, remember, that has been famous since he was about 6 years of age. He has never known any normality as you or I would know it.
We made him that famous. We kept taking pieces of him, you know. We kept saying, no, Michael, you can't have no family. No, Michael, you know, you can't go over there and eat. No, Michael, you can't go to the movie. No, Michael, with every time we made him a little bit more and a little bit more famous and kept clamoring, you know, I want a piece of you. Yes, we loved him, and we still do love him.